This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome. It's Suze Casey here live, and I haven't done a live show for 3 weeks. Missed you guys. A couple of weeks ago, I was away on an in-service course, and then last week, taking an unplugged holiday in the Caribbean. Ugh, it was wonderful, and I apologize that there was not a new show. I did do a pre-record, but we had a little bit of a communications glitch. And so that show that we talked about, Loving Your Body, that's going to be aired now on the 27th of November, I believe it is. Let me just double check that date for you. It'll be the 27th of November on the American Thanksgiving weekend when the station is closed. And so we have to do a pre-record. So thanks so much. I apologize to those who were looking forward to that. You just have to wait another, 6 weeks, something to look forward to between now and Christmas is that. And we will make sure that that you get your questions answered. Then if you've got any questions around that topic, around loving yourself, loving your body just the way you are, please do send them to me, and I'd be happy to address them between now and then. But the show that we pre-recorded will be coming up in November. Meanwhile, today's show, I had a bit of a conundrum when I was thinking about it because, of course, it is Canadian. Well, maybe not, of course. Maybe you don't know. In Canada, we celebrate Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October, which is this weekend. So we're coming into Thanksgiving weekend. All of my American listeners and American friends are always like, Thanksgiving isn't until the end of November. Well, in Canada, we do it second Monday of October. Somebody asked me why one time, and I said, I don't know, maybe it has to do with our growing season, because if we're talking about giving thanks for the harvest, by the time the end of November rolls around in Canada, we've been in winter for probably a month or better. So this is the time of harvest, and the harvest is in now in our area, and so maybe that's why. I don't know, but that's when we send it. So I had a bit of a conundrum because I was thinking, do I focus on Canadian Thanksgiving and kind of confuse all of my American listeners and listeners from around the world, or do I wait and do a Thanksgiving show, around American Thanksgiving? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a Thanksgiving 40 days. It's 30 some odd days between, I think it's 36 days between ARC Thanksgiving and American Thanksgiving. When I say our, I mean Canadian. And I thought, you know what? Let's start it today with today's show. And I counted up and it was 40 days. And I thought, you know what? 40 days and 40 nights. Not trying to get all biblical on you here, but what the heck? Let's just do 40 days of not just gratitude, but please and thank you. And what I mean by please and thank you is what we're going to talk about on today's show. I am here. I am live. And you can call in. And I would love to hear from you on the topic that we're talking about today, which is please and thank you, gratitude, Thanksgiving, those kinds of things, or any other questions or topics that you have that you think belief repatterning can support you in moving from where you are to where you want to be. So do call in on 877-230-3062. I'll give you that number again. It's 877-230-3062. It's a toll-free number. Does not cost you anything to call in other than your own charges like if you're on a cell phone or something, your time. But there's no long-distance charge. And Kiara will answer the phone and ask you for your email. The reason for that is that because I will be offering a special gift to anyone who calls in today. And that special gift would be a spot in our Flip Your Switch seminar, evening seminar that will be being held, the teleseminar. It's not happening now till January, so you've got lots of time to make sure your calendar can fit it. We'll be giving you that spot. So instead of the regular $99 for it, I'll be offering it to anyone who calls it today completely complimentary as my way of saying thank you and giving thanks to those of you who have been listening in. So you can join me for that course if you would like to. Now, it starts on the 15th of January, which is a Thursday, and it runs three Thursday nights in a row from 6 until 7:15 Mountain Time. So that'd be 5 until 6:15 Pacific Time, and Eastern Time would be 8 to 9:15. And if you're in any other time zone, you can do your own math. That's about as far as I can take it. But we do also record them, so you would have access to those recordings. So in Flip to the Switch in the course, what we do is just talk about how you take the belief repatterning technique and embed it into your world so that you can begin to flip your own switch. It's great to work with a practitioner, but the reality is that you're the one that's inside your head the whole time. And so when you work one-on-one with a practitioner, myself or any of the other ones that are listed on our website, it's like we take the role of what I call the inner coach and try to help your mind learn how to be supportively coaching itself. When you take the Flip Your Switch course, you're going to find lots of ideas and practical things to do, and it's really a different course each time I teach it. The content is basically the same, but the examples always change because the questions change. So if you wanted to join us that and you'd like to do a complimentary, call in today. If you're listening and it's not during the live times, then you can't call in, but you'd still like to join me on the course, send me a message on Suze Casey Author at the Facebook page or something to info@beliefrepatterning.com and say please and thank you, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay? Send me a question. We would love, love, love to have you find this easier and gentler way of being. So today's topic is please and thank you, and really about that whole idea of learning to receive. And so one of the phrases that I really encourage people to practice is the simple phrase, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. So when someone says, can I help you with, do you need some help with, what can I do to help? The answer is always yes, thank you. So rather than going, no, I got it handled, I can cover it, I'm good, which you probably are and you probably can, just learn to say yes, thank you. You know how good it feels to give, and in order for you to feel good giving, someone else must receive. So you can actually give someone else the pleasure of giving by allowing yourself to receive. What we're going to do today is really learn about, or explore, not just learn, but explore that where to ask for place, how to learn to ask for what you need in that clean and clear way so that you can say thank you. So sometimes we look at saying, yes, thank you. And sometimes we go, thank you. And please, could I? So that's really the focus of today in what I've set the topic. But as anyone knows who's listening in, I'm totally happy to chat about what it is that you are interested in as well. So call in on 877-230-3062. So let's just do a little recap of what I said the topic was going to be about. Learning to receive with grace is one of the simplest and simultaneously one of the toughest lessons for most of us. How clever the founders of both Canada and the United States were to designate a day of Thanksgiving, the second Monday in October for Canadians and the third Thursday of November for Americans. What ways have you discovered to practice gratitude? So we'll start with that. So one of my very favorite gratitude exercises is one that I write about in the book. It's in one of the Try This On practices. Can't remember which chapter it's in off the top of my head right now, but it's in the book for sure. And it's what I call stoplight gratitudes. And I developed this technique when I was in a relationship with someone who was one of those drivers that every time they got to a stoplight complained about the traffic and was frustrated about it. And it was really getting to me. This is a number of years ago. It was really getting to me. And I thought, I'm just going to, when they go into that pattern, I'm just going to go into a pattern on my own of just thinking about being grateful. And so I began doing it when I was by myself driving. Whenever I got to a stoplight, I would out loud just start listing off things I was grateful for. And what I found was that I trained my mind, stoplight, gratitude. And so that when I was in the car with this other individual who was complaining about the traffic and being frustrated about being late, what I found was that my mind was just popping into doing gratitudes all on its own. I didn't even have to think about it. And this is the beauty of your subconscious mind. Once you train it to do something and it's something that it likes, it'll keep doing it, because what happens is that it triggers all those positive emotions in your body, sending all that wonderful chemical excitement through each and every pore, every cell, every blood corpuscle in your body has it. And your body goes, ooh, I like this feeling. It's like candy. It's like, yay, accepting it's stuff that's good for you. Those positive vibes have been shown by research to improve your, not only your quality of life, but improve your health, improve the length of your life, all that stuff. We all know how tough stress is on us. And honestly, if you could see what happens inside your body every time you go into the cranky place or the upset place or the frustration place, it's worse than those pictures of, you know, this is what your lungs look like after you smoke for 10 years. It's really nasty, the effect that that has on our bodies. And so I would just really encourage you, whatever way you can do it, to learn to train that subconscious mind of yours to just go to the upside of the line. That's what the belief repatterning technique is all about. And so let's talk a little bit more about the stoplight gratitude that you can do. So imagine yourself, if you're sitting someplace not driving, close your eyes for a moment with me. If you're driving, keep them open, just listen, okay? But if you can close your eyes, just close your eyes for a moment and think about pulling up to a stoplight that you do frequently, maybe one that's just around the corner from your house or on your daily commute, some stoplight that you can recognize that often is a bit backed up maybe, or it's just in the way of you getting where you want to go and is often red. There's one I know just right out from my place, and because it's a small street feeding into a big major thoroughfare, if you don't catch that light on the green, you can wait for 2 minutes. And 2 minutes doesn't sound like long, but it is if you're in a hurry and running behind. So think of one of those stoplights that's in your regular life. And imagine pulling up to it and beginning by taking a big deep breath and saying, I'm so grateful for this time to think about what I'm grateful for. And breathe it in. Okay? And then begin. I am grateful for the people who built this road so that I have a nice, smooth road to travel on to work. And breathe it in. And then you can say, And this is the part that's a little bit different. The way that I like to do gratitude is I'd like to then turn it inwardly so that I reinforce it. And I'm grateful to myself for paying taxes and living in a city or a jurisdiction that creates good roads for me. And breathe it in. And then you could go to another gratitude. It doesn't have to have anything to do with what you're doing. It might be, I am so grateful to my friend who phoned at exactly the right time yesterday. And you might want to put that friend's name in. And helped me with whatever it was. Okay, so for example, I am so grateful to Kathleen for the conversation yesterday about my mother's teacups was exactly at the right time. And I'm so grateful to myself for being the kind of person that creates those friendships. So you turn it in towards yourself. Okay, and that was an actual conversation that I had yesterday. I was downsizing my parents' place and helping my father move. My mother's in long-term care. And I looked at my mom's teacups and I was just taken by emotion. And I thought, I don't know what to do with these. I don't have any use for them at my place. I can't bear to put them into, you know, the Value Village women in need place. Like, they're all my mother's old bone china teacups. And, you know, those of you who are the same vintage that I am, I'm in my late 50s, will remember this. You know, our mothers had these beautiful teacups and, you know, the ladies would come over for tea when I was young. It was a big deal. They're beautiful. They don't fit me. And I thought, what am I going to do with these? And I had a little emotional challenge around it. And my inner coach popped in and said, ask for help, ask for what you need. Because I've trained my subconscious mind to do that for me. And the first thing that popped in my head was my friend Kathleen. And I thought, I remember having a conversation with her a couple of years ago where we were imagining a nice tea shop. And wouldn't it be lovely if there was a nice tea shop that served tea in those kind of bone china teacups? And she, I know has just started a boutique, and I'm just pouring myself some water. That's what the noise is in the background, because I forgot to do that before I got on air. Make sure you've got water too, because when we repattern, we get thirsty. So she's just started a boutique, and I know that she's serving tea to the gals at the boutique. So I phoned her up, and I said, do you remember that conversation we had a couple of years ago? And she said, yeah. And I said, I'm here at my parents' place, and I'm looking at these teacups, and I'm wondering if you would like me to pack them up and put them in a box with your name on them. There's about a dozen or so. And she said, oh, I would love to have them. And she was so excited. And all of a sudden, all of the challenging emotion that I was experiencing all just opened up into this great gratitude and appreciation and love. And, you know, it was just a small thing, but boy, it really helped me on a tough day. Now, you can't do that when you're having a tough day unless you've practiced it on days when things are what I call neutral or up already. Trying to get there from when you're in the pit is too big a jump. But if you've practiced it proactively, like we do through the repatterning process, you'll find that when those challenging times come up, your inner coach will be there for you with a suggestion, just like mine was yesterday. So interestingly enough, I used this thank you and please. And so I said to her, you know, thank you for that. And she's excited to get the cups, and I'm excited to give them to her. So that would be another example that you could do on a stoplight gratitude. Thankful for my girlfriend for being there when I just needed a little boost and for giving me exactly what I needed. And I'm grateful to myself for cultivating that friendship and being there for her when she's needed it too. And breathe it in. Raises your vibration. It's all about raising your vibration. It's all about staying on the upside of the line. So imagine being at that stoplight. What could you give gratitude for? It could be something as simple as, I am so grateful for this beautiful fall weather and these gorgeous colors of the leaves. And then turn it towards yourself. And I'm grateful to myself for noticing and drinking in the beauty that's here. And breathe it in. There's always something that you can find that's beautiful. Always. We're pretty good at finding what's irritating or what's wrong or what's annoying or what could be done better. But the reality is, when we focus on what is happening in a good way, we get more of what we focus on. And wouldn't we all like more of that? So let's move into what I used for the musings today. And we'll do a repatterning before we take our first break. And I'm really looking forward to chatting with you about how you do gratitudes or what you've learned about asking cleanly and clearly for what it is that you want, or maybe some challenges that you're having. Maybe just some challenges that you're having in terms of, what the heck do I do about this? So let's just think about calling in on 877-230-3062 right after the break. But before then, let's look at the musings. So what's the magic word? I grew up knowing that please and thank you were powerful ways of getting the attention of the adults. They worked to increase all kinds of wonderful things like second helpings, assistance with tying my shoes, and the opportunity for play. I learned the magic of those words then. I just didn't realize as a child how very powerful please and thank you are in manifesting, especially when uttered from the upside of the line. It didn't work to say please in a whiny voice or thank you begrudgingly when we were children. And it doesn't work now. All right. I forgive myself for believing I can't ask for more. Let's just start with a forgiveness statement. I'll get you to repeat that with me. I forgive myself for believing I can't ask for more. And breathe it in. And let it go. I give myself permission to say please to my higher power from the upside of the line. And so if your higher power is God or Jesus or Buddha or universe, you can put that in. I just want to make sure that when people are reading the musings or doing anything with belief or pattern, that they understand that this fits in with the belief system that you have that works for you. I'm not trying to shift those beliefs, just the beliefs that aren't supporting you. So I give myself permission to say please to my higher power from the upside of the line and breathe that in. And a reminder for those people who have heard this before, or if you're new to the show, the upside of the line is the positive vibration, what you want more of, the feelings that you want to increase. Downside of the line are those feelings that drag you down and drain your energy. Okay, so we've done forgiveness, we've done permission. Now we're going to move into choice. I choose to ask cleanly and clearly for what I desire and give gratitude for what I've already received. I choose to ask cleanly and clearly for what I desire and give gratitude for what I have already received. And breathe it in. And let it go. Now, you may have some what I call monkeys chattering in the background and feeding back. And if that's the case, perfect opportunity to drop me a note or phone in. And we'll work with those monkeys. When I work with people specifically, we go and address those monkeys and have a little conversation with them. When I'm just doing it as a group, we just kind of wander through some generic ones, knowing that any of this is going to help support you raise it up. But if we can make it more specific for you, it'll be even more powerful. So let's move to a freedom statement. I freely give gratitude to others and myself and ask for increased abundance of love, wealth, health, joy. You can fill in whatever you would like increased abundance of. Pick one of them. You can have it all, but trying to get it all at once is maybe a bit overwhelming. So where would you like an increased abundance? Would you like increased abundance in your wealth, in your health, in your joy, in your love, in your understanding, in your compassion? Where would you like increased abundance? So let's do the freedom statement. I freely give gratitude to others and myself and ask for increased abundance of. And breathe that in. So the one that I'm going to use is an example where I was talking about my physical well-being, my health. So I'll give you a specific example, and then we'll walk through how to do it, make it specific to you. I am so grateful for my physical well-being and the healthy decision I made with my kale and blueberry smoothie this morning. Please support me in increasing my body's good health. Now, who's that please support me going to? For me, it's going to my higher power. And so I'm just asking for additional support from the upside of the line to increase something that I would like more of. So giving gratitude for what I already have. I am so grateful for my physical well-being and the healthy decision I made with my kale and blueberry smoothie. Okay, so giving gratitude for something that's there and an example of it. And then asking, please, to your higher power for more support. So I am so grateful for my, fill that in with your specific, and the decision I made with that supports that. And then please support me in increasing my. Okay, so that's the affirmation stage, and it's really important to have that as specific as you can when you're doing it. So hope that's making some sense to you as we're going through. If you're looking for more information on how to do that affirmation stage, in the book Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, chapter 8 is all about how I look at affirmations, and it's about finding examples of what already is working for you that you've already done, so that you can link the new idea to something that you already know. I define affirmation as a statement that establishes something more firmly or provides evidence of a habit that comes right out of the dictionary. And so it's not about to try to convince yourself of something. It's really about confirming the truth of something that already is with example. So that's the affirmation stage. And then the last stage is surrender, where it's kind of an I am. So I am asking for more from a place of gratitude, and I receive it with joy. I'm asking for more good health from a place of gratitude, and I receive it with joy. I am asking for more abundance from a place of gratitude. I am asking for more love from a place of gratitude, and I receive it with joy. So just a surrender statement. I am asking for more from a place of gratitude, and I receive it with joy. I would love to hear from you after we do a quick break here. The number that you can call in on is 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we'll be talking more about how to ask cleanly and clearly for what you're looking for from the upside of the line. Take care. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today on this Thursday before the Canadian Thanksgiving. I was challenged on Facebook a month or so ago. There was a gratitude exercise going around, and I was challenged to do it. And it was three gratitudes in 3 days posted on Facebook. And I jumped on it, and I love doing it because I'm all about that, because I know that whatever I focus on, I will receive more of. And gratitude is the easiest way to focus on what you want more of. Just be thankful for whatever example, how even minusculely tiny it can be, that will lead you in the direction of what you're looking for more of. And so easy to do. So I did that, and I also encouraged three other people to do it. And it was interesting, the feedback I got. Some people were saying how hard it was. And I thought, that's really interesting. You know, it's about where your mind is focused. And the only reason it's easy for me is because I've trained my mind to do it. At one point in time, when I was in my early 30s, I had a real challenge. I was very ill and had a lot of negativity, a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. Wanting to be I didn't want to be medicated, but meditate. But many of the medical profession wanted to put me on some medications, and there was just something inside of me that knew that that wasn't the route for me. I'm not saying it's the wrong route. It just, for me, it wasn't what I needed. What I did instead was develop this technique, which is to train my mind to go to the my subconscious mind to go to the positive without me having to stop and think about it. And so the belief repatterning technique is filled with practices and exercises and these statements that we do that you just train your mind and it'll start doing them for you. And it's quite, quite fun. So I decided with that gratitude exercise from Facebook, I you know, when I was thinking about this Canadian Thanksgiving in October and American Thanksgiving in November and the days in between, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to up that challenge. I'm going to post for 40 days a please and a thank you daily, a different one each day, and include a gratitude for myself. I was going to wait and start it on Canadian Thanksgiving on Monday. And then I thought, oh, why wait? I'm starting today. You know, the full moon is today and it's a perfect time to begin a new daily habit. So I'm suggesting that everyone that's listening, let's make it 40 days of conscious please and thank you. And we'll all join together and raise the vibration of our planet. So my please is please join me in raising the vibration of our planet. And thank you. There's my please and thank you. I start with gratitude. I'm grateful for. So I'm grateful for the people who have embraced this work. And I ask for everyone who has learned that there's another way of being, a way of being on the upside of the line, to share it with one or two other people. And just let them know that they can live in this way. It's just way easier and lots more fun. Lots more fun. One of the things that I wanted more of in my life was when I was ill 26 or 27 years ago now, was I wanted more opportunity to travel and to be in warm places and have interesting cultural experiences. And last week I was away in the Caribbean and at a place called Saint Martin, really interesting little island, beautiful little island. And it was just magical. One of the things that was really interesting is that the slogan on their license plate, you know how license plates have, like in Alberta, it's Wild Rose Country because wild rose is our emblem, what do you call it? It's not a mascot, but it's our flower, our provincial flower. And so it says Wild Rose Country on it. Next door, British Columbia is beautiful British Columbia. And so there's always a little slogan. Well, the one on the license plates in Saint Martin is The Friendly Island. The Friendly Island. And I thought, isn't that nice? And you know what? It was a friendly island. And I don't know if it's always been a friendly island and it's got its name because of that, or if they wanted to make it friendlier, but everybody was smiling. Everyone was happy. And we were there a week and I heard one time voices raised in argument. And we were out and about and, you know, in the community, in the neighborhoods, in the shopping places, in the, you know, it's a very community, little community place. We weren't in the resort. We were in within a town, but I didn't hear people yelling and arguing. We didn't hear a horn honk once in anger, but they always did this little kind of beep, beep, kind of a little thank you. It was really nice. It was sweet. The roads are very, very narrow. It's a very small island, 35 square miles total. And so, you know, you have to really be conscious of other people and be letting people in. And if you try to drive like a North American, you won't get very far. But if you, you know, just learn what they're doing and just that courteous letting people in, and then this little beep beep. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And the whole time we were there, even though we were in the city area, I heard a siren one time. And here's the really fun part. On the front page of the newspaper, the big news one day was that one of the supermarkets in their sliced Gouda was putting rinds in behind. And it was like, you know, they may get away with it once, but it's a small island. And this is what they did at such and so a grocery store. That was their news item. Another day they were reporting on the driving under the influence. And in an 8-hour period, they found four people driving under the influence, and it was between midnight and 8 a.m. at the major intersection on the island. You know, it's just, they just have a happy place because they're not focusing on what's not. The news was not about, oh, isn't this horrible? It was more about, I think the supermarket better do something because this is an island and people will remember, and you just got to do things right. And that's the attitude that seemed to be there. Now, I was a visitor. I'm not from there. You know, somebody who lives there may have a different perspective. But that's what I learned when I was there. And it's this, I don't know, just assuming that things are good. assuming that life is gentle. And maybe it comes from being in a place where it is. But I think that giving gratitude, acknowledging what's good. So they were acknowledging their friendly island and getting more of it. And really, it was everyone was just so nice. Whether that's because they've set the expectations. So as a visitor, you arrive and you're going, oh, I'm on a friendly island. And that reticular activator part of your mind is searching for that. I don't know what the case was, but it certainly was a beautiful experience to be in that kind of a vibrational energy for that time frame. So I guess coming from that, I made the decision to do this thank you and please. And so today is day one of the 40, and I posted on my Suze Casey author Facebook page. So if you type in your Facebook page, Suze Casey author, so that's SUZECASEY, and then the word author, AUTHOR. If you just type in Suze Casey, you'll find my personal page. And that's, you know, you want to be on this page because that's where I put the information about belief repatterning, not the information about my grandkids. So the Suze Casey author page is where I posted it. And I'm encouraging you to post your own. I really, really appreciate hearing from people and put your own please and thank yous. So day one, I wrote, I am so appreciative of the peaceful country that I live in. Please join me in creating more peace today with every encounter. And so the please that I'm doing is not to my higher power, but to anybody who reads that or is listening to this. And you notice that please is coming from what I call the upside of the line. The way that you can ensure that what you're asking for comes from the upside of the line is by starting with a gratitude. It will always move you to the upside of the line. And then you ask from that place. So let's say, let me think of an example. Let's say somebody who's listening in is having some financial challenges. And maybe you've been saying, oh, I've been praying, I've been asking, I've been meditating, I've been trying to manifest, I just can't do it. That's because you can hear in the tone of voice I'm using, you're on the downside of the line, you're on the draining side of the line. So I'm going to use the example of drained finances, but let's, you know, if you've got health issues or relationship challenges, you can fill in with whatever it is that you would like to have more abundance in. And let's just do a repattern. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they're going to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they're going to stay. And breathe that in. And let it go. I forgive myself for believing that I'm never going to get what I want. I forgive myself for believing that I'm never going to get what I want. And breathe that in and let it go. But even just saying it, you can feel the desperation and it just drops your energy. Okay, so now let's put in a gratitude and think about something. So I'm going to use the example of somebody with drained finances. Think about something that you were able to purchase or able to buy that you did have the finances for, even if it's something just small. Okay, so I am so grateful for the lovely apples I was able to buy yesterday. And I'm grateful to myself for making that decision and spending wisely. Something like that, some kind of a specific example. Okay, and spending wisely, you know, even as I said it, I felt there was a little bit of judgment on that. So you might want to do something that's spending in a way that supports me and my family. Okay, so make sure that the statements that you're saying are really on that, focusing on the positive side of the line. I give myself permission to receive more support financially. I'm open to that. Give myself permission to receive more financial support. I'm open to that. Breathe it in. I give myself permission to receive more love. I'm open to that. I give myself permission to receive more good health. I'm open to that. Okay. Breathe that in and let it go. Can you feel how that changes your vibration up from, oh, I wish I had more money, to I give myself permission to be open to more abundance. You're not worried about how it's coming, where it's coming from, who that, none of that. Those are all crazy making questions. You're just simply asking from the upside of the line. I choose to receive financial abundance with ease. That's what I really want. Now, if your monkey comes up and argues with you, talk about that. But let's try this first. I choose to receive financial abundance with ease from now on, and breathe it in. Now, if your monkey comes up and says, how's that going to happen? You might just want to have a little conversation with it. Forgive myself for believing I have to figure out how it's going to happen. I'm asking from the upside of the line for more financial abundance. Forgive myself for believing I have to know how it's going to happen. I'm asking from the upside of the line for more financial abundance. And breathe that in. And let it go. Does that make sense? I'm hoping that you're seeing how this gratitude piece can really shift you, move you to that upside of the line with a lot of ease. So when that monkey comes up and says, I don't know how, you might want to do something like, I'm grateful for what a good learner I am. There's lots of things I didn't know how to do before, but now I can. I'm grateful for what a good learner I am. There's lots of things I didn't know how to do, but now I can. And you could put in specific examples. I'm grateful for what a good learner I am. I learned how to drive, or I'm grateful for learning how to be a good parent, or I'm grateful for learning how to cook dinner, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be big examples. I like to suggest to my clients when I'm working with them that they find examples that can take under 5 minutes and cost less than, you know, $5, or are free even, when they're trying to increase their vibration. So what would it feel like if you had that extra finance? Would it feel relaxing? Would it feel like you're worthy? Would it feel like you're capable? And then find something that you can do to relax or feel capable or feel worthy right now. So you could do something like, I choose to have a drink of water. I'm worthy of that. Or I choose, let's think of another example, maybe incapable. I choose to fold this laundry. I am really capable of that. I choose to hug my child. I'm really capable of that. And in doing so, I raise my vibration and ask for more love in my life, please. So you're not asking from a desperate place. You're asking from that upside of the line. You're listening to CTR Network, and I'm Suze Casey. This is Flipping the Switch, and I'm encouraging people to call in today on 877-230-3062. And I'm thinking, because we haven't had call-ins for the last couple of weeks, that people have gotten out of the habit of thinking about it. So I'm hoping that someone will give us a shout in. If you could today, that'd be great. But I'm going to ask from the upside of the line. So I'm so grateful for all of the people who have called in previous shows. I really enjoyed chatting with you. And if there's someone out there that I can support, I would love to have a conversation with you today. You can call in toll free, 877-230-3062. So one of the things that was really interesting is when I posted that thank you and please, I got a note from somebody back saying, thank you for sharing your gratitude with all of us. Well, you're welcome. And please share your gratitude around. The more we each do it, the more that it increases. So another response I got from today was, good morning, Suze. I love your page today. Well, I'm going to just stop right there and do a gratitude. Thank you so much, Joan, for taking a moment and sending me a note. Because, you know, people do these kinds of things and think, oh, well, everybody, you know, they receive them. Everybody knows. It's like, you know, it's nice to get the feedback. So I really appreciate it, Joan. Thank you for that feedback. She carried on by saying, I will be carrying these thoughts and ideas with me as I go through my day, mostly trying to be conscious of the gratitude I feel and the wish to pass it on. Well, nice. Can you imagine if you go out of the house of the day thinking about being conscious of gratitude and passing it on? It's a way different mindset than all the things you got to get done. How am I going to get there in time? That's the downside of the line. Coming from the upside of the line is going to change your day immensely. She then continued, learning to graciously receive is the desire I seek. Thank you for being here this morning. Well, you're welcome, Joan. And thank you for asking for what it is that you want from the upside of the line. So I'm going to do a repatterning specifically for you, Joan, around graciously receiving. I give myself permission. Well, let's start here. I forgive myself for believing that I'm not worthy of receiving. I forgive myself for believing that I'm not worthy of receiving. That's mostly where it comes from. Okay. I give myself permission to learn to graciously receive. I give myself permission to learn to graciously receive. And you could reinforce that by saying, that's what I really want. Give myself permission to learn to graciously receive. No choice. I choose to receive with grace by focusing on what I already have and giving thanks. I choose to graciously receive by focusing on what I already have and giving thanks. And breathe it in. I am free to be conscious of the gratitude I feel and pass it on. I am free to be conscious of the gratitude I feel and pass it on. Breathe that in and let it go. See how that just shifts your perspective on things. I know how to graciously receive. I did it in my note today to Suze. I know how to graciously receive. I did it in my note today to Suze because she said, thank you. I'm receiving what you sent me. And she received it really graciously and sent a note. It's an example. So that affirmation stage is looking for specific examples. I am becoming more conscious in receiving graciously. I am becoming more conscious in receiving graciously. Okay. Thank you so much, Joan, for writing in. And also thank you to Randall for your comment on the Facebook page. I really appreciate those comments and that interaction that we can have. I think Facebook it's got some downsides, but it's got some really lovely upsides as well. Some real things that just, allow us to connect in a different way. And I know that there's some concerns about the way that people connect in. But, I think there's also a lot more upside than there is down. So you could choose whichever side you want to look at. They're both there. They're both able to be seen. And it's just how you frame it, which is about what the belief repatterning technique is about. So I'd just like to shift for a moment and focus on this idea of please and thank you again. What is it that you are really grateful for? Even if you're not Canadian, you may want to just find yourself 10 minutes this weekend to just grab a piece of paper and write, I am so grateful for, and just see if you can fill the whole page with things that you're grateful for. It might even be, I'm just looking and I see an orchid that a friend that was visiting a month ago brought me, and I could say, I'm so grateful to Nikki and Gary for bringing me that orchid. I'm so grateful to have that beautiful orchid. I'm so grateful to that orchid for blooming so beautifully. See, your gratitudes don't have to be huge, earth-shaking things. They just need to be simple. Looking around, I'm so grateful today for his great painting that he gifted me. I'm also grateful for my godmother who collected beautiful pieces of glass, and when she passed away, I received that picture that I'm looking at. You just look around and what are you grateful for in your surroundings? So from where you're sitting, find 5 or 6 or 12 or 20 things that you're grateful for. Write them down. And then when you're done kind of where you're sitting, you may want to think about the people that you know. Who are you grateful for? So I'm grateful. I used this one earlier. I'm grateful to Kathleen for being there when I needed her today or yesterday. I'm grateful for my dad for being such an incredible role model. I'm grateful to Phil for all of his joy. I'm grateful to Brenda for her commitment and her understanding of herself. I'm grateful to Crystal for all the support that she gives me. Okay, just think of the people that you know. And those are all specific people that I know and specific gratitudes that I have. I'm grateful to Casey for being such an amazing person. granddaughter and helping me learn how to be a gran. I'm grateful to the trees outside my window. So when you're finished with the people, start looking out the window and look at nature. Look at your environment. Okay, I'm grateful for the city I live in, how vibrant it is. Make a list of what it is that you're grateful for. I would encourage you to do this. Just give yourself some time this weekend and make a little list, a long list. And I'd love to hear from you about it. So you can post that on the Suze Casey Facebook, Suze Casey author Facebook page. It would be great. Or send us an email to info@beliefrepatterning.com. We do try to respond to everyone that does send a note in. And I will tell you that I am so grateful to myself for gifting myself 10 days of unplugged time. When I went to the Caribbean, I decided to keep the devices turned off. And it was really, really nice. So I'm also very grateful for anyone who contacted me between the 25th of September and the 6th of October for their patience in my response. I will be back to everybody by the end of the weekend. So please, what can I do for please? I'm so grateful to the people who have sent me a note. And please, I'd ask for a bit more time to respond. There's an example of a thank you. And a please. It comes from the right side of the line instead of the, oh, I'm so sorry, I feel so bad. That just drains everybody. What I've found is that when I say, you know, I gave myself an unplugged time frame, everybody's like, oh, that's such a good idea. I'm really grateful that I did that. I have so much more energy, so much more positive outlook and all that kind of stuff. It just happens when you gift yourself that time. Well, as usual, this time frame is evaporating away from us. A couple of things to let you know about. If you are in the Calgary area, we've begun a meetup group for Belief Repatterning, and we will be meeting on the second Monday of every month at Self Connection Books. I'll be there whenever I'm in town, which will be most of the time. And when I'm not, one of the other practitioners will be there leading the group. And it's just an opportunity for people of like mind to get together. We'll do a sample belief repatterning with the group. We'll do, if someone wants an individual repatterning, we'll do that. And there'll be a different topic each one. You can find out about that by going to the meetup, belief repatterning meetup group, and find out more about it. And if you're not in the Calgary area but just want to follow along with what we're doing, feel free to join in that meetup group virtually, and at least you'll see what we're doing. And if you want to start something in your area, let me know and we'll see what we can do to support that. It's really important to surround yourself with people that can help you move in the way that you want to move. So if you're feeling frustrated by somebody who is maybe explosive with their anger, instead of being angry with them, find yourself somebody really peaceful to spend some time with, to balance. And it could be a cat. It doesn't have to be another person. Just look for the opposite of what it is that's pulling you down. Give gratitude for that positive opposite. You can also give gratitude to the downside. So I'm grateful to, and you can put somebody's name in, Ross, for being so angry because it reminds me how important peacefulness is to me. So you can use it that way too. That works as well. Also, if you're in the Calgary area, I am offering a Flip Your Switch live in the 2nd of October on a Wednesday evening. And for those of you who have taken Flip Your Switch, the Beyond the Basics is being offered live in Calgary on the 2nd of November, a full day. So we'd love to hear from you. And if we can be supportive of your learning in any way, the online versions of those two courses will be happening in January and February and March. I'm Suze Casey. It's been delightful sharing this Thanksgiving, Canadian Thanksgiving show with you today, this hour. Remember, please and thank you. Say giving your gratitudes and then asking for what you want from that clean and clear place will allow you to manifest what you truly deserve and desire. Focus on what you already have. Give gratitude. Give gratitude to yourself for your part in it, and then ask cleanly for what you want. Take good care. I look forward to chatting with you next week where we're talking about happiness. It's self-serve. Take care. Bye for now.
2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.